I want to spend a few moments that we have now before Maariv just discussing the tefillah of Nachem. Nachem is actually the tefillah that we recite on Tisha B'Av. We recite it only at Mincha. The Mincha in Yerushalayim is that you recite Nachem at all the tefillot of Tisha B'Av, but we only recite it at Mincha. And the tefillah of Nachem is interesting on a few levels. You know, Nachem says that Hashem should comfort Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Savele Tziyon Vasevele Yerushalayim Vesa'iah Avela Chareva Habzuya Shomema, that Hashem should comfort the mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim and the city that's mourning and destroyed and degraded and desolate. And this raised a problem after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, after the Six-Day War. So many raised the question that maybe it's not proper to recite Nachem with this text. Because what are we saying? We're saying that Hashem should comfort the destroyed city. Walk around Yerushalayim and it's not destroyed. Right? Even the Churv Hashul has been rebuilt in the old city. Yerushalayim is Baruch Hashem. It's today a city that is so beautiful. It's really Ir Klilat Yofi Masos Kol Haaretz. And the question is, how come the tefillah of Nachem, how come we say Nachem? And many suggested that we should change the text of Nachem. If you read the biography of Rav Goren, Zichrono Levracha, one of the things that Rav Goren said that got him into trouble is that he put together a new sidur for the army with what he called a nusach achid, a unified nusach for Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Everyone could daven the same way. And he also changed the text of Nachem. That's what Rav Goren did. And many said, hey, Rav Goren, dude, fellow, like, we don't do that. Like, that's not proper. But Rav Goren didn't back down. And later on, the chief rabbi in Tel Aviv, later on being a year later, like Rav Goren changed it for the first Tisha B'Av after Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, Tisha B'Av in 1967. Rav Goren actually writes in his biography that one of his real regrets in life is that on Tisha B'Av in 1967, he didn't have 50,000 people go up to Har Habayit with him and daven on Har Habayit. This was Rav Goren. Rav Goren was an unbelievable figure. That was his approach. The chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, Rav David Halevi, changed the nusach of Nachem, changed a few words in Nachem. Effectively, for Rav David Halevi, the tefillah of Nachem was Ve'et ha'ir shahaita aveila chareva bzuya v'shomema. Right? In other words, a city that used to be. You add one word, right? It's almost like the people add one word in the Tefillah L'Shalom Hamdina, Shetehei, Reshit Tzmichat Gulateinu, and that word solves, like, so to speak, all the theological problems, or I don't think there's any problem saying it, I say it all the time, but the point is that Rav David HaLevi changed one word. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Levracha, actually had his own text of Tefillat Nachem. He changed a number of words, but Rav Aaron was arguing that the reason why we can't, Rav Aaron, I don't believe in Yeshiva and Haaretz Eiyon, they say a different text of Nachem. I believe that Rav Aaron himself did it, because Rav Aaron was worried about being Dover Shkarim Lefnei Hashem. There's a concept that we're not supposed to speak falsely in the presence of God. To be Dover Shkarim, I remember there's like a Helga Chassidish Rebbe, the Dover Shkarim, but we don't like talking about him. To be Dover Shkarim is not proper. You're not supposed to say lies. That's why, for example, Ashkenazi practice is that we don't recite the Tefillah of Aneinu through at Ma'ariv and at Shachris on the fast day. We only recite Aneinu at Mincha, because we're worried, listen, at Ma'ariv, maybe I'm not going to make it through the fast. Shachris, maybe I'm not going to make it through the fast. So therefore, we only say Aneinu at Mincha, and Mincha on the fast day is supposed to be davened towards the end of the day, like we did now at this Minyan. The idea is that we can't say Aneinu for Ashkenazim earlier, because you might be Dover Shkarim. How can you say Aneinu Hashem b'yom samtani tenu, that God should answer us when we're fasting, that we're in such distress? Maybe it's not true. Maybe we're not going to fast. So the practice developed that Ashkenazim only recite Aneinu at Mincha. Now, this idea of being Dover Shkarim Lufnei Hashem, of not having any falsehood in tefillah, I think Rav Aaron felt that this is like his personal hakpada. As I mentioned, I don't think in the yeshiva and Haaretz Zion they changed the text. But nonetheless, I think there is a certain symbolism in wanting to change the text, because push comes to shove, how can you say it's an ir avela chareva b'zuya v'shomema? Now, when Rav Gorin tried to change the text of Nachem, so Rav Gorin had a major opponent in those years, Chacham Ovadia, no? They were both chief rabbis at the same time, and they would fight. They would fight. Anyone who says that rabbis don't fight has never read a page of Talmud. But Chacham Ovadia and Rav Gorin had some vehement disagreements. And in the tshuva of Yechaveh Da'at, and Chacham Ovadia's tshuva, and Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, Chacham Ovadia basically argues that no, the tefillah of Nachem is extremely appropriate. Because when we talk about Yerushalayim, we have to focus on what their Yerushalayim was. And their Yerushalayim is the part that's at the bottom of the hill, what we call Silwan. No? That was the Yerushalayim of David HaMelech. That was Yerushalayim in the days of Shlomo, when it became Ir Shechubra LaYachdav. Basically, you have the lower city and the upper city were all joined. And so much of Yerushalayim, says Chacham Ovadia, is Avela Bezuya Chareva Shomema. So much of Yerushalayim is desolate. It's not safe for Jews to go in. And therefore, Chacham Ovadia vehemently disagreed with Rav Goren. And he said, no, you can't change the text of Nachem. Nachem has to remain the way it is. He also quotes from the Sefer Abu Draham. Abu Draham says that Avela Chareva Bezuya Vashomema is Rosh Tevos Aleph Ches Beis Shin. Vayamim Hahem Acha Beishet Yerushalayim is Rosh Tevos, I will heal Yerushalayim. And therefore, Chacham Ovadia's defends the practice of saying the traditional Nachem. I'm going to argue that not changing Nachem actually makes sense, and it fits in with a fundamental idea behind the tefillah of Nachem, which is that we keep minhagim the way they are. And it will take me a few minutes to get to this point, but we have some time until Maariv. So I'd like to discuss with you why I think maintaining the text of Nachem. By the way, Nachem is one of the only texts of Tfilot that we have in Shas. No? Most of our Tfilot are not found in the Gemara. You have a couple of brachos that are found there, Meseches, Menachos. You don't have full text of Tfilah. It doesn't really exist. There's a question. The historians of Tfilah, Heinemann, disagreed with Wieser about whether there originally was a text of Tfilah or not. There's a little bit in Mishnayos and Tumit, a little bit of text of Tfilah, but we don't have much of the text of Tfilah. Surprisingly, one of the only Tfilot that we have a text of in Shas, broadly defined, is Nachem. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Perek Dalid of Brachos Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi, and it's the Yerushalmi also, it's the last Yerushalmi in Tainus. The Yerushalmi over there says that on Tisha B'Av there's an obligation to recite Me'ein Hamu'ura. On Tisha B'Av we have to say Me'ein Hamu'ura means that we have to discuss what happened. And the Me'ein Hamu'ura is not an obligation that's limited to Tisha B'Av. Me'ein Hamu'ura is something that we know from all of our tefillot on all Chagim Yamim Tovim, etc., we always say Me'ein Hama'ura. Hence on Purim, Chanukah, we say Al Hanisim. On Rosh Chodesh, Yamim Tovim, we say Ya'lev Yavo. Right? These are the tefillot of Me'ein Hama'ura. And the Yerushalmi in Brachos and in Tainus, Yerushalmi tells us that there is an obligation of Me'ein Hama'ura on Tisha B'Av also, and it gives us the text of Nachem pretty much exactly the way we have it, just instead of Nachem it has Rachem. Okay, that's like not such a big deal. And there's a few words that we add in that they don't have. Hi yoshevet rosha chafui ki shakara shelo yalada, etc. That we have and they did not have in the Yerushalmi. But effectively, this is a tefillah that appears in the Yerushalmi. But then frek the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi over there in Brachos and asks, he says, okay, so you have an obligation to say Nachem, to say Me'ein Hama'ura and Tisha B'Av. But where? Where do you say Nachem on Tisha B'Av? During which bracha of the Shmona Esrei do you say it? So the Yerushalmi does not say what we do, no? Where do we say Nachem? In which bracha? V'li Yerushalayim, no? That's where we say Nachem. You just did like 10 minutes ago. Yeah? You got to remember still, no? We say Nachem in the bracha of Yerushalayim. But in the Yerushalmi, there's a discussion that maybe Nachem should go in the bracha of Ritzei, the bracha of Avoda, as it's called, of returning the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which is where we say Ya'alevi Yavo, in general. And there's another option in the Yerushalmi, that instead of saying Nachem in Avoda, you should say Nachem in the bracha of Hoda'ah, in the bracha of Modim, right before Ba'al Kulam, that's where you should say Nachem. That's the discussion in the Yerushalmi. And Zok the Yerushalmi, anything that is future tense goes in Avoda. Anything that is past tense goes in Hoda'ah. End of the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi doesn't tell me, okay, so pray tell, where does Nachem go? Does it go in Avoda or in Hoda'ah? Just state nisht in Yerushalmi. That does not say in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just says whatever is future tense, Avoda. Past tense, Hoda'ah, right? We know that. Hoda'ah is that we thank God for what happened. Therefore, on Purim, on Chanukah, we thank God and we include Al Hanisim, because that's an elongated way of thanking God. Ya'alevi Yavo is in Avoda because it is future tense. Whatever is in future tense is in Avoda. Past tense is in Hoda'ah, Azoy Shteitin Yerushalmi. Okay, very nice. Now, the Rif in Tainus quotes this Yerushalmi, and the Rif says, but we don't do that. We do not say Nachem in Avoda or Hoda'ah. Rather, we say Nachem in the bracha of Yerushalayim. And that's the minhag, says the Rif. That's the minhag. And the Rush quotes the Rif. And the Rush says, I'm not exactly sure why this is true. Maybe they're relying on a different Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, that you're allowed to say Me'ein Ko Bracha O Bracha B'Tocho Ta Bracha. You can expand any bracha as much as you like. By the way, we don't do this so often, but there were traditions. If you look in the Spanish-Portuguese Siddur from London, right, and the way the Keter Shem Tov, you ever looked in the Keter Shem Tov? So when you look in the Keter Shem Tov gives you elongated versions of various brachot for happy events or for nice occasion. So when there's an ufruf, so you expand this bracha, and they have different versions of various brachot. And that's in line with that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, that you're allowed to expand any bracha, you're allowed to expand any bracha if you want. And says the Rosh, What we are doing is we are saying Nachem in the bracha of Yerushalayim because we are expanding that bracha. Right? It's thematically related to Yerushalayim. Nachem is connected to Yerushalayim. So therefore we expand the bracha. And you know what? The entire Yerushalmi, mivarf dos avek. Right? You got that? We take the entire Yerushalmi, we throw it away. We do this own practice. And this is already fascinating, but Yitzchak has a question. If it's brief, yeah. How can we not say Al Nisim Yom Ha'atzma'ut? So there was a whole discussion. If you look in the Tshuvos of what's his name, Rabbi Shalom Roth and Simon Mem Aleph of Chelak Aleph, Rabbi Shalom Roth has a discussion about saying Al Nisim Yom Ha'atzma'ut. The practice never took off. There were a few different texts of Al Nisim written for Yom Ha'atzma'ut. One of the reasons why it's not said, Chacham Ovadia points out, the Tshuva in Yabia Omer in Chelak Aleph is because there's a tradition that we don't say Al Hanisim for miracles that are completely natural. And we only say Al Hanisim for miracles that are somewhat supernatural. And therefore, on Chanukah, right, we only say an Al Hanisim because we also have a Nes Pach Hashem. And again, how this fits in, it's Tisha B'Av, I probably shouldn't I'd get too happy if I continue this conversation, so we'll stop it here. But I probably shouldn't have even answered that question. Okay, but the basic point is that we follow a minhag, that the minhag is that we only say, that we say Nachem in the bracha of Vili Rushalayim. It's against the Gemara, it's against Yerushalmi, but minhag trumps. And then the Rush adds a line. And the Rush says, you know what? And even though it makes no sense to say Nachem only at Tfilas Mincha, because Nachem should be added in all the Tfilot, like we pointed out, the Minhag in Yerushalayim. Does Sephardi community say Nachem in all the Tfilot? It depends which one, right? But it would make more sense to say Nachem in all the Tfilot. Nonetheless, we don't, says the Rush, Minhag. Minhag wins. That's the Rush's comment over here. Now, the Beis Yosef doesn't like saying just minhag and kind of close your mind, the end of the conversation. So Beis Yosef gives a little bit of lumdus as to why we would only say Nachem at Mincha. The Beis Yosef says that first we'll say the Bach. The Bach says that the reason why we only say Nachem at Mincha is because before Mincha, it's Kemisha Meso Mutol Lefanov, we're in the intense period of mourning, and you can't talk about Nechama when you're in the intense period of mourning. You can't talk about consolation, right? Ein Menachamim Lemisha Meso Mutol Lefanov, right? You're not allowed to, I don't know if you're not allowed to, it's improper, or you shouldn't comfort mourners before the Kavura. This is actually one of the big problems in America, no? In American funerals, the practice is that the family gathers in the side room in the funeral home, and everyone goes, and they comfort the mourners before the Levaya. L'cha'oira, that's not proper, because ein menachamin b'shosha meso mutol afanov. Now, there is a discussion in the Badei HaShulchan and the Be'urim and Hilchos Avelos. He discusses that maybe, what does that mean? That's a line in Maseches Sanhedrin, actually. But what does that mean? Does that mean that it's usher to be Menachem? Or does that mean that it doesn't have the full-fledged mitzvah? You get an impression from the Bach over here, that the Bach is saying that the reason why we don't say Nachem, and we can't say Nachem, is because he's understanding is an isser. And there's a ritva, the end of Tainus, who sounds this way also. That it's mamish osur. It's osur to be menachem bishah shemeso mutul afonov. That's the Bach's explanation. But the Beis Yosef has a different approach. The Beis Yosef says that the reason why we say nachem only at mincha is because at Mincha time, the Beis HaMikdash was burned. So that's why we say nothing. Now this already requires some head scratching. Right? You say nothing, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash is burned. What's going on? So the Pshat is probably based on the Medrash that Tosfos quotes in Kedushin Lamed Aleph. Mizmar la'asaf Elohim bayu gayim b'nachlatecha timu et heichal kodshecha samot Yerushalayim la'iyim. Break the Medrash. Mizmar la'asaf. Kina la'asaf mi bayalei. Right? What do you mean? God, like the goyim, came into your Beit HaMikdash and they destroyed it. So mizmar, so we sing. Fabus zingtman. Why are you singing? Right? You shouldn't sing. Kina la'asaf mi bayalei. But zok the Medrash, no. Tosfos quotes a Medrash that we're happy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have killed us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have destroyed each of us. But instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shafach hamaso al eitzim ba'avonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy a Beis HaMikdash, which ultimately is stones and wood, instead of us. So mizmar la'asaf. So that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Beis Yosef. When the Beis Yosef says that the Nechama can only come after Mincha time. The Nechama can only come after Chatzos, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash is burned. You know why? Because beforehand, maybe we're going to go. The Vilna Gaon comments that the reason why some of the restrictions on Tisha B'Av are relaxed after Chatzos is for this reason. Because we're happy after Chatzos. We're happy that we were not destroyed. That's the lesson of the Vilna Gaon. But the point of all of this is that the Yerushalmi has one opinion that Nachem goes in the Bracha of Avodah. Another opinion that Nachem goes in the Bracha of Hoda'ah. We don't do either of those. I would argue that we don't do either of those because we follow a minhag. All of Nachem is about minhag, like the Rosh says in terms of doing it in Vili Yerushalayim, like the Rosh says in terms of not doing Nachem in all the tefillot. We are rejecting the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, we being Klal Yisrael and our minhag spread over hundreds and hundreds of years, is rejecting the Yerushalmi that says that Nachem is supposed to go in either Avodah or Hoda'ah. Now when we think about it, the two perspectives in the Yerushalmi are interesting. The perspective that Nachem is in Avodah, that Nachem is going in the future, right? That's what the Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, whatever is Lahaba goes in Avodah. That makes a little bit of sense. We're asking that Hashem will console Yerushalayim. But the perspective that Nachem is Hoda'ah, that Nachem belongs in the Bracha of Thanksgiving, that requires a lot of thought. How can Nachem fit into Hoda'ah? So it might be that Tosfos that we quoted, that Medrash about Ki La Hashem Chamos Al Eitzim Ba'avonim. But it might be that the idea of Nachem being Hoda'ah is that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on some level that we have established a different type of relationship with Hashem. Churban HaBayis meant that Klal Yisrael spread out to the entire world. We were not localized, we moved everywhere. And part of, this is almost like a Hirschian thought, but part of being everywhere meant that we were able to spread our values everywhere. And that the Torah was able to penetrate every corner of the world. And that we were able to show that Yiddishkeit is a religion that could go on without a Beis HaMikdash. And that is something that on some level we should be thankful for. There's a degree of Hoda'ah that comes at the end of Tisha B'Av when we say Nachem. The Hoda'ah is coming, you know what, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the strength and the fortitude and the ability to make Yiddishkeit a viable religion outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And that itself is part of Hoda'ah. Now, Rav Soloveitchik had a different approach in the Igros HaGrid on page 43. The Rav tried to say that the idea of Hoda'ah just means a longer version of whatever we're saying, and maybe Nachem fits into Hoda'ah somehow, because we're just elongating, we have to be thankful, and we also have to be sad, and we extend it. I don't think that's the pshat. I think Hoda'ah is entirely about thanks, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for allowing Yiddishkeit to survive outside of a Beis HaMikdash. Now the Prima Godim gives us the third approach. The Prima Godim tainas that the reason why Nachem is Hoda'ah is because part of Nachem we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash Ba'esh. The Beis HaMikdash will come down with fire. This is of course the sheet of Rashi and Shavuos in Rosh Hashanah, that the third Beis HaMikdash will not be built by humans, against the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah to build a third Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says the third Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built by us, it will come down. Deyux ek makina. It's going to come down from heaven through fire. And therefore, says the Prima Godim, maybe in the Bruch of Nachim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for already giving us that third Beis HaMikdash. That third Beis HaMikdash that we're hoping for is already here. We just have to make sure we do enough tshuva to allow it to descend. But it's here already. And therefore, Nachem properly belongs in the bracha of Hoda'ah. You know, the El Yeraba comments on something which I'm happy I did not notice before this afternoon. According to the Beis Yosef's reason that we only say Nachem at Mincha because at Mincha already we begin to feel the comfort of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, like we mentioned. So what should emerge, says the El Yerab, is on a year like this, when we fast, the Tisha B'Av fast on the 10th day of Av, so we really should say Nachem in all the tefillot, no? Because really the Beis HaMikdash was burned Shabbos afternoon, and from then on, we should say Nachem and all the tefillot. So the El Yerab suggests that this year we should have said Nachem and all the tefillot. My understanding is that not only did no one ever hear of this position, but it's utterly and completely rejected. But the basic lesson, I think, is that when we think of the tefillah of Nachem, and the fact that we didn't change Nachem even after 1967, what we're saying is that we still have miles to go. Yerushalayim is still not what it should be. But at the same time, the Nachem is a dimension of Hoda'ah, according to one opinion Rishalmi, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things could have been much worse. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing Yiddishkeit to thrive even outside of a Beis HaMikdash. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for building that third Beis HaMikdash for us, which is up in the Shamayim. And hopefully now that Tisha B'Av is over, that third Beis HaMikdash will descend appropriately. Thank you for listening.